6 months ago, Republican Governor Phil Scott and Democratic leaders in the House and Senate stood together to celebrate the passage of a landmark education reform law. But as lawmakers kick off the 2026 legislative session in Montpelier this week, the future of Act 73 is anything but certain. Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld has been talking to lawmakers about the path ahead, and Pete joins us now to talk about what he's learned. Hi there, Pete.
Hi, Mary.
Can you give us a quick refresher here on exactly what Act 73 is and how it would work?
Big picture, Mary, Act 73 sets in motion a multi-year process that would fundamentally overhaul the way Vermont both governs and pays for public schools. That process starts with forced school district consolidation that would involve merging the 119 school districts that currently exist in Vermont into five regional governance hubs. And the process culminates with a transition to what's known as a foundation formula. And this formula would take control over school budgets away from districts and local voters and give it to the state, which would decide how much money every school in the state gets per pupil to educate students. Supporters say this will curb the skyrocketing property tax increases that Vermonters have seen over the last 5 years and create economies of scale that would allow those education dollars to go much further than they do now.
The foundation formula. Yes. It sounds like these forced district mergers might be the first thing that legislators are going to try to tackle this year. What is their plan?
Yeah, that is the first big step. And the fate of this whole education reform plan, as envisioned in Act 73, is coming into question right now, precisely because of this redistricting issue. A task force created by the legislature to draw new district maps instead returned with a report that rejected the premise of forced mergers altogether. The task force said communities are worried about the loss of local control, worried that their districts aren't ready for an overhaul of this magnitude, and worried that this process is being rushed and not done thoughtfully. The governor was extremely critical of the task force's work, but it reflects very real consternation among many Democratic lawmakers in Montpelier who are not entirely sold on this concept. And Representative Peter Conlin, who's the Democratic chair of the House Education Committee, says he's not sure this redistricting plan has a viable path through the legislature.
At this point, whether state-imposed larger district maps or districts would pass the General Assembly, I'd say is questionable. So to be very honest, we're still wrestling with that question as to what is the best way to move forward.
So, Pete, what does happen to Act 73 if lawmakers really can't muster those votes that are needed to consolidate school districts?
Some lawmakers want to move forward with voluntary mergers and also create new regional cooperatives that would allow schools to share resources across districts. Other lawmakers are contemplating ways to move to that foundation formula we talked about without redistricting. But Jason Malucci, he's the director of policy development for the Scott administration, says the governor is adamant. It's redistricting or bust. Malucci says nothing in Act 73 works unless you take that key first step of streamlining the administrative apparatus that's currently governing schools. And he says education reform lives or dies based on this threshold decision of whether or not lawmakers are willing to force districts to consolidate.
It's a binary choice. You're presented with an option to move forward to transform the system that will provide equity and funding from district to district, more stability in the budgeting process, or you can vote no. And at that point, they would embrace and own the status quo, which I don't think anyone would agree is working well for students or taxpayers.
So as you can hear there, Mary, the governor is making it very clear to lawmakers that he is not willing to relitigate the key elements of Act 73, which makes this redistricting debate we're going to see in the early weeks of this session really key to whatever happens next.
And yeah, where does the legislature go from here? Hasn't even begun, but where does it go from here after tomorrow?
A lot of soul searching in the Democratic caucuses in both the House and Senate, for sure, and some heightened pressure over how to address rising property taxes if Act 73 looks to be on the ropes. Senate President Pro Tem Phil Baruth will be introducing legislation tomorrow that would impose hard caps on the school budgets that districts will put to voters this upcoming town meeting day. It's a very controversial proposal that has already drawn opposition from school officials. They say it's going to inject chaos into their budgeting process and result in spending cuts that affect students in classrooms. But Baruth's plan reflects the intensifying pressure on Democratic lawmakers, especially to deliver something concrete this year to address property tax bills that have risen by 40% over the last 5 years.
That's Vermont Public's Pete Hirschfeld. Thanks so much, Pete. I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more on Act 73 as the days and weeks go by.
We certainly will. Thank you, Mary.
And you can check out his full story at vermontpublic.org. And Vermont Edition, broadcasting live from the State House tomorrow at noon for the first day of the legislative session. You can also listen live on Wednesday to hear the governor's State of the State address.